Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest tonight grew up in Lansing, Michigan, and earned a master's degree in industrial and human relations from Loyola University of Chicago. She's the president and CEO of J-Man Consulting Group, which provides small and medium-sized businesses with the human resources tools to succeed. Recently, she launched a non-for-profit named Rockstar Warriors. Her name, Julie Mann, and we're honored to have her as our guest. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Krasula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to Julie Mann, who's the president and CEO of J-Man Consulting Group, which provides small and medium-sized businesses with human resources tools to succeed. Julie, welcome. Honored to have you.
Thank you so much, Jack. It's an honor to be here.
Can we start by talking about your childhood?
Absolutely.
And your mom and your dad.
Born and raised in Lansing, Michigan. And I have to say, I am a very blessed individual in the fact that I was adopted at the age of 4 months and was placed into the most loving, wonderful home I could ever dreamed would happen, which was in Lansing, Michigan, with my mom and dad, Lewis and Kathy Mann. And grew up in Lansing. I think just a, you know, an average everyday kid who loved to be outside and still does.
And tell us about your mom and tell us about your dad.
My mom had the nickname, had two nicknames, which you'll appreciate, Jack. First nickname was Chatty Cathy, and the other one was Motormouth. And hanging around with my mom as a young child, I somehow inherited the name Minnie Motormouth. But the beauty of my mom and her warmth and her chattiness was that it really taught you the gift of people. When she passed, I was so it was so amazing because, you know, she was a homemaker. She was a nurse at one point in time and then a homemaker. But it was overflowing. The funeral home was overflowing with people who wanted to stop by. And you learned after she passed, my mom's gift was she would send cards to everyone. And she always sent cards to people, you know, inspiring them, encouraging them, saying hi, and what impact that chattiness can have on other people.
And what's the biggest thing you learned from your dad?
My dad was on the other side. My dad was the listener. My dad was a wonderful man at absorbing and listening. Perhaps he couldn't get a word in edgewise, but he could, and that's not a fair statement. But he taught the value of listening, of taking the time to be there and slow down the paces when need be and really provide his wisdom back to people. And in seeing that, seeing his dedication to work and to family, and the way that he interacted with people, always be honest. I'll never forget, Jack, one time we were in a gas station, and my dad, there was a car in front of us, and the gentleman had left his wallet on top of his car, and he pulled away. And we chased that guy. We followed him for miles and miles and miles because it was the right thing to do to be sure he got his wallet back properly. And that's a very small example, but that's a good way of how my dad lived his life as well, to always help.
Julie, you got a BA degree in business management from Northeastern Illinois University. Then you get a master's degree in industrial human relations from Loyola. And then you get into the human resources field.
Yes.
Why did you go into that field?
I think that people, you know, you can perhaps say from the basis of my youth, the interactions of people, the interactions that people have on business is absolutely fascinating. You know, having people, inspiring people, leading people to be the best they can at work really has a distinct impact on businesses. And that's the thing that I just, you know, that kind of fascination with people growing up as a child has really developed into my professional passion.
And how was it you ever started your own HR consulting firm, J-Man Consulting Group?
Well, interesting in itself is I worked with, you know, many large corporations and really saw as business. I launched J-Man in 2009, which, as we know from an economic standpoint of view, was not the height of prosperity. And what I noticed was that the small business really did not have that HR resource available to them. And what was happening with the economy is people were cutting back. And, you know, from an expense standpoint of view, you need to be sure that you're engaging your people and maximizing them to the best of their ability. And so, you know, the desire was to help the small business be able to move forward, even in tough economic times, to be sure that they still were, you know, able to work with their people, stay compliant, all of those things that are very important to a business.
You believe, Julie Mann, that HR plays a bigger role today than ever in any company. Why do you believe that?
Today, many businesses, the competitive piece is obviously the product, and people are putting out products. But the real way in which organizations leverage is through their people. You know, I was with a client the other day, and I said, you know what, anybody can make this widget. The difference, the unique identifier, and how the widget is delivered, how it makes it to market, how you're able to stay on top of good margin really comes through your people. And, you know, people are unique. And working with those folks and creating that competitive, sustainable advantage for organizations by highlighting their unique identifier, which is their people, I think really speaks to the fact that, you know, HR does play a bigger role in companies today. Now, the interesting thing on that, Jack, is, though, philosophically, that's still a hard concept sometimes to get across to the business side of things because, you know, we're very focused on the numbers of our business, and, you know, the people have a distinct impact on that number piece. And so making that correlation for businesses as well helps them understand how people really are their unique identifier. That's what makes them different.
If there's a listener tonight that has recently started a business and says, Julie, I can't really care about my people or be that good to my people now because I'm just starting out. When I get bigger, successful, then I'll do that. What do you say to those people?
That's a very common thought that we hear. It's a lot easier for the business startup, Jack, to do it right from the beginning. And with the financial exposure, unfortunately, of lawsuits that come down the pike with organizations that do things wrong with people, you know, one wrong move in the beginning could put you out of business. So it really is very important for, you know, the organization at the startup phase to say no different. When organizations start businesses, Jack, one of the first things that entrepreneurs will do is they hire an accountant and they hire an attorney because they realize that that's not their skill set. That's not where they are their strongest suit at. Same thing holds true for human resources and people. And doing it right from the onset is going to help your business succeed by far a lot faster than you had thought.
We're talking to Julie Mann, President and CEO of J-Man Consulting Group, and I'm Jack Crisul, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Crisul, and we're with the most fascinating young lady, Julie Mann. Julie, Flooring Mark, fabulous lady, Weight Watchers, motivational speaker, has helped so many people. She that believes that P and L in business don't stand for profit and loss. She believes that P and L stands for people and love. And if you do that, you will have profit. What do you say about that?
Jack, if you look at the companies out there that are being the most successful from a P&L profit standpoint of view, they're doing it through P&L, people in love. I couldn't agree more. Having the focus first on the people does result in the profitability that organizations are seeking. And, you know, you can Google story and story again to see how that is happening when they do have that focus. Couldn't agree more.
In a recent article that you authored, you said, quote, "We need to keep the quote-unquote human in our people practices. It's vastly needed. What do you mean by that?
In the field of human resources, I find it very interesting because of the amount of paperwork, and I call it HR administrivia, that's required for the typical HR professional to be successful in their role, there can be a tendency to forget about the human side of people and the importance of the interactions with the people, because there's this administrivia and these tasks that are driving that. So I think we have to keep in the forefront the importance of the people aspect to our organizations. And I'll give you a good example. Recently, I was in the grocery store with one of my children, and out of the corner of my eye, I see someone who I had actually terminated several years ago. And all of a sudden, she's walking at me 100 miles a minute. And I said to my little one, I said, oh, why don't you go grab Mom some crackers? Because I wasn't sure what was going to happen. And the lady walked up to me and she says, you know, I have been wanting to bump into you. And I said, oh, my, it's nice to see you. And how are you? And she says, no, I've been wanting to see you. And not knowing what was going to come next, she said to me, I've never been let go from an organization, number one. But number two, I've never been let go from an organization and walked out and thinking I could have so much dignity in my pocket from making that happen. She says, I want to thank you for making me feel good at a time when I shouldn't have, but it's really spurred me forward to be a wonderful success today. And she went on to tell me what she's doing today.
We're talking to Julie Mann. If you want to learn more about her and her entities, www.jmann.com. Julie, another quote from you is, the economy has impacted the psychology of people. Talk to us about that.
With longevity in organizations today being on average at 3.7 years, which is way down, obviously, from where it has been in prior, people are not with organizations as long as they used to. With all of the layoffs and the downsizing that occurred, people's commitment level to organizations changed, which therefore impacted the culture of the organizations, which in my belief then changes the way that HR has to work with employees to incent them and to as well keep the psychology of the organization and the culture of the organization intact. So I think that it's the economy, people don't have the loyalties that perhaps we used to see in prior years, and it's working with our people differently to still create those loyalties, although we don't have the longevity that we're used to having in prior time periods.
Julie, every company, every sports team, every congregation, every family has a culture. Talk to us about culture.
Culture is the attitudes and the attributes that your employees bring to your organization. It's very important for organizations to understand, you know, in the 80s we used to, Jack, talk a lot about mission, vision, values, and we're starting to talk about that again because it drives to the culture of the organization. And if you don't understand your culture, it makes it very difficult to hire, to retain, to develop, because you're not sure what that end state is. So understanding one's culture, you know, again, what it feels like to work here, is very important to the successful development of people practices.
Speaking of culture, Ford Motor Company, the culture that Alan Mulally has brought is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Julie, how can one human being literally change the culture of a huge company or a tiny company?
One thing to keep in mind with culture, Jack, if you do some general research, is that it says it does take time to change culture. On average, I've read it's 3 years to change culture in an organization. But you know, you quoted a absolutely phenomenal man who has done it absolutely beautiful. And you know, the ability to execute vision and strategy and drive results creates that culture of accountability, and that's what creates cultural change. The other part that I see with Alan is it's consistent. the consistent application, the consistent messages that come around. And that comes through your people practices, your operational practices, financial. It's really having that consistency and setting that vision and strategy.
Over and above running J-Man Consulting Group, in 2009, you then start another company entitled Rockstar Factory. Tell us about Rockstar Factory.
Rockstar Factory works with organizations for the most important point in their existence, in my opinion, is the point at which they hire. It works with companies to find that rockstar quality talent to bring into their organization for hiring. So the importance of the name, I think everyone today when hiring, everybody wants to hire a rockstar, Jack, for sure. So, you know, we work with organizations to understand their culture, to understand the type of job in which they're hiring, and then we work with them to find that rock star so that they can hire that person into their own organization. And it's a very important time for businesses. You know, many times businesses, I say to them, you know, haste makes waste when it comes to hiring. You know, especially if you're a smaller company, if you're at the point that you're ready to hire, you're very ready to hire because it's a big decision to make. And we can't very quickly make decisions to hire and hire the wrong person because that can be detrimental when you do that as well.
Julie Mann, what makes a great recruiter?
A great recruiter has the ability first to listen to their client and hear through what they may be telling you to understand their needs. A great recruiter takes time to understand the culture and of the organization and to understand the people that candidate will be interacting with. You can joke and say it's match.com, but in some respects, it really is, because you have to understand your client before you present candidates in. And I think a great recruiter also meets face-to-face with every client or candidate and really gets to know them before presenting them into a client.
We're talking to Julie Mann, and I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.